another ooky spooky session begins. This is your reading for Tuesday, May 7th. If you would like to see the spread, go to LVXMediaNet on Instagram. All right, the cards we pulled for today. Our theme is the Knight of Swords. Keywords for this being intellect, impatience, daring, and assertiveness. The tool card is the inverted Seven of Pentacles, signaling unfinished work, lack of growth, lack of reward. The obstacle is the inverted Emperor, words here being stubbornness, lacking discipline, and recklessness. Our advice card is the Three of Swords, the message being move towards those who can embrace and appreciate your talents and what you have to contribute. The sixth instinct today is clairaudience. It's being able to receive intuitive vocal messages from spirits. Sorry, I had some skepticism there. Anyway, moon phase, waning crescent. This is where we take the time to contemplate the previous moon cycle, identify what needs to be released, and prepare our new intentions for the new moon cycle. All right, let's put this whole shebang together. It's a little difficult to say if this is a bad theme or not, because while this knight has some good qualities, there are some that have negative connotations in specific contexts. So the general idea of the Knight of Swords is that we're so dead set on manifesting one thing that we often neglect just how difficult the road is to that destination, and we don't acknowledge what could be waiting for us at the destination, right? So given the keywords of the tool cards, let's push on a little bit and let's see how this shapes out. The inverted Seven of Pentacles typically is not a good sign. The card itself signals that the fruits of our labor aren't as sweet or bountiful as we had hoped. But in the context of the reading, when we keep the theme card in mind, I think that we can take this usually negative sign as a counterbalance to the faults of the Knight of Swords. Now, the Knight of Swords is a relentless pursuer who stops at nothing to get what he wants. But I think this Seven of Pentacles inverted, this is the sign that whatever it is that we're putting our time and resources into is not panning out. No matter how much we keep trying, no matter how much more effort, money, time we throw at it, no matter how much more we stubbornly stick it out, thinking it's finally going to turn in our favor if we just give it one more good push. So it's a shitty thing to come to grips with, but it's the harsh reality that we need to look at. Now, the obstacle card is the negative characteristics of the Knight of Swords taken to their extremes. The inverted Emperor is the embody of that relentless pursuit, but with the added toxicity of angrily refusing, angrily rebuking anyone who tries to get us to acknowledge the possibility of defeat, or even ourselves. Like, we might, you know, be harsh with ourselves for seeming defeatist. There are some instances where this kind of fervor and tenacity are useful, but there comes a time when it stops being useful and it's just being stubborn. And this is one of those times. I think it's important to stress that it's not weak. It's not weakness to drop a project, an endeavor that is not going anywhere. This is especially true when you have given it everything you have, you've tried everything you could, and it still doesn't work. That to me is not failure. If you can honestly say that you've tried everything and it's still not working, man, it might be time to walk away. And there should not be any shame in that. There is, I don't ever feel any, so I don't think you should either. I actually would call it weakness to continue trying to do something despite all of the signs telling us that it's not getting better. You know, that old definition of insanity, right? This is just so perfect here, is trying the same things over and over and expecting different results. I'm not sure how much more clearly I can say it, so let's move on. The advice card here, I think, is a good one to sort of shift our focus, detach from our obsession, and focus onto bigger and better things, new possibilities, new opportunities. If we can step away from what is currently holding our attention right now, specifically the thing that is not taking off, that's not getting momentum or anything, then we can meet people who are able, who can see our potential and give us a new direction, new guidance. I think this is especially fitting because when you're walking away from a project of any kind and it just didn't work despite your best efforts, it's really easy to get stuck in a rut of thinking that you failed and like, what the fuck was all that for? You know what I mean? But I think that these people that you can connect with outside of that will be able to see your potential and can help guide you in a better direction. And it doesn't have to be like you become their fucking employee or their servant or something. No, it's not at all what I mean, but just pointing you in a different direction that you might be better suited for. Moonface. This one is calling to identify what needs to be left behind as we head into the new moon phase. So, like I said up top. Stone. Today is a red jasper. Best uses for this are strength, fostering strength and determination. So if we're trying to break a stubborn streak, then this could be the one that helps us overcome that hurdle. The sixth instinct, the clairaudience. skepticism on this one. I'm sorry. I can suspend disbelief for a lot of stuff, but this is not one of them. This sounds like auditory hallucinations, to be quite honest with you. But look, if you know how this works, if you know how clairaudience works, if you're able to receive messages from the fucking spirits, I'm open and ready to learn. School me up. I'm interested. I want to know. I want to learn how to do it myself. But until that time, I mean, right. So, if you can hook me up with some clairaudience lessons, contact me 833 Lux Pods. Call or text. Either way, it's anonymous. If you want your audio cut into the show, the ideal move would be to call and leave a voicemail. It goes straight to voicemail. I don't even answer my own phone. I'm not answering this. Or if you want to send a voice notes on WhatsApp, that's also acceptable. But yeah, if you can hook me up with some clairaudience lessons, I'll make it worth your while somehow. I don't know what that means. Take that to mean what you will. I don't know. right. If you want to see how I put all this together, go to patreon.com/lvxmedianet. On the Ooky Spooky tier, I publish a video at the end of every week. It's like a bird's eye view of my little workspace. When I set up the ritual, I open it, I do all of what I do, then I kind of close it. And you get to see the whole thing. I kind of rant and rave at you about shit that is just absolutely not important. But I feel like I have to fill the silence with something. I'm still thinking about clairaudience. I'm sorry. That's so fucking ridiculous. Oh, shit. All right. If you want a reading of your own, I do offer personal ones. They are free. I don't I'm not a fucking charlatan. I'm not going to milk you for money because I don't need it. But if you would like one, I like to do them. I think they're fun. I could go to lvxmedia.net, hit the spooky button. And when you go there, you can look through the deck art for all the different tarot decks that I have. And you can pick the one that you like. In the absence of us being in the same room together, I feel that this is the best analog. You picking the artwork that you feel represents you. Fill out the form. Give me as much detail as you're comfortable giving. But keep in mind, the more detail you give me, the more I can give back. So, you know, whatever you're comfortable with. But yeah, keep that in mind. Oh, shit. What else? Phone number, Patreon, personal readings. I think that's it. I'm probably forgetting something. But there's other shows in the Lux Media Network, the Lux Media family. There's a whole bunch of other shit. If you want to check out some of the other shows, go to luxmediashows.com and you can peruse whatever. There's probably something that will tickle your fancy. Claire audience. It's so fucking ridiculous. All right, I gotta get out of here. I'm not gonna stop laughing at this. All right, I will be back tomorrow. Same hooky time, same spooky place.